We gaan weer schakelen naar Berlijn.
Hello?
Ja?
We're going to talk about the Article 16 of the Constitution, if you have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah? You have your own story, so go ahead.
Okay, I start. Well, Article 16 of the German Constitution says that politically persecuted persons enjoy the right of asylum. This means that everybody who claims being persecuted in his native country will be given the right of abode in the Federal Republic of Germany if he can prove that the state is responsible for the persecution and that the persecution takes place for political reasons. This fundamental right to political asylum is also reinforced by another article in the Constitution, which grants the right to legal procedure. This means that anybody whose application for asylum was declined by the administration can take legal steps. He can then have his demand checked by up to 3 administrative courts and the Federal Constitutional Court. Practically, this means that every person who manages to reach a German border and claims political asylum has to be let into the country so that a decision can be taken on his individual case. Okay, now, this is what is different from the regulations in other European countries, and so for quite a while there's been a discussion going on for over 10 years now on changing this article so that people could be prevented from entering the country. This discussion has been going on since the late 70s and early 1980s, when the numbers of refugees from non-European countries, at that time especially Turkey, Sri Lanka, Lebanon and Iran, rose significantly. And right from the start, the case of the refugees was mingled with that of the migrants who had come to work in Germany. Especially right-wing conservative politicians pointed out that Germany could not put up with too many foreigners. The recruitation of foreign workers had been stopped in the early 70s because the German labor market no longer needed foreign manpower. As the unemployment numbers were still increasing, foreigners were found to be an ideal scapegoat. Politicians thought they could put the blame on the foreigners who supposedly occupied the jobs that were now needed for the Germans themselves. From this point of view, it seems logical not only to prevent further foreigners from entering the country, but even to kick out the migrants who already lived here. Now, in the late 1980s, extremist right-wing parties promoted the idea that Germany should be cleansed from foreigners. These parties proved to be very successful in the elections. The bourgeois parties, especially the CDU, of course, were envious. For several years, they had claimed that Germany could not deal with refugees, and in cooperation with the SPD, they had introduced several bills that should deter refugees from coming to the FRG. This indeed made the situation for the refugees a lot worse, but still couldn't prevent people from coming here. And I think the reason is that the basic assumption was that refugees were seen to come here only for economical reasons, but most of them actually were escaping from terrible situations at home, and they were prepared to put up with any situation, however miserable it would be. But now the whole discussion had been going on for so long, and all the steps that were being taken proved ineffective, and this is why the extremist right-wing parties was so successful with their policy. And then during the last years, the development in Eastern Europe has increased the fear of masses of people who would sort of spill into Germany to seek asylum here because they might try to get away from their disastrous economic situations. And this fear of people coming from Eastern Europe has a great impact on the discussion here. Another factor is the European community and the belief that Germany should have the same sort of low standard in refugee policy as the other European countries. And then, of course, the most important factor at the moment is the situation in East Germany, where it seems as if it is almost impossible to find a solution of having refugees there and in a situation where the East German population would accept them being there. And so now there's this vicious circle of a supposed danger and nobody knowing what steps one could actually take. And there's this idea that has become extremely popular, not only with the CDU now, but also with the SPD, that the Article 16 should be changed so that that this individual right for every person of having his case checked in Germany, that should be cut down so that people, refugees, could be sent back to their home countries on the border. And I think that at the moment the whole discussion is extremely irrational, and probably it is not the right situation at all to start such a discussion, because the problems we are facing in East Germany with the pogroms against refugees certainly could not be changed by any sort of alteration of the Article 16. I think that the problems there really have little to do with our refugee policy. Oh, well, they have a lot to do with the policy, but not with the law. Okay. Well, that was it.
Yeah. And do you not think the government used these programs to change this article?
Yes. Yes, of course. Of course. These programs are taken as or are regarded as well, the argument now is that because there are these pogroms, we have to take our steps quickly and we have to come up with this alteration. But there are even in the government, for example, the Minister of Justice, who is from the FDP, from the Liberal Party, even she is very reluctant to changing Article 16 now, because she too believes that that discussing Article 16 in this situation actually means giving in to these right-wing extremist parties. And so that even if one considers any sort of change, then one should not consider it at the moment, because these pogroms and the whole atmosphere, I too think would not change just by changing the article. These are sort of different problems that need some other sort of policy.
Does not the government use these programs as a cover up for the situation in East Germany economically?
There is always the argument that we can no longer afford having the refugees, and we especially can no longer afford having them in East Germany, because the situation in East Germany is so bad that we now have to think of ourselves first. On the other hand, there's also it is somehow mixed. On the one hand, there's the saying that that the refugee law should be changed. On the other hand, for example, the government insists on leaving the refugees in East Germany. Sort of there have been attempts of refugees to escape from the camps in East Germany to somewhere in West Germany, but the government insists on the East German countries to take their share of refugees. And then also the argument is that sort of letting the refugees' escape from East Germany to West Germany would mean giving in to the right-wing parties.
Mm-hmm. But is it not that the government, because of the economic crisis in East Germany, that somehow the people can figure out that they are the problem, what's happening there? So they're using the refugees.
Yes, yes. I mean, I find it very difficult. I am a Westerner. I find it very difficult to give statements on the sort of psyche of the East German mm-hmm. society. But I think these pogroms that has to do with the whole their history of not living in being ordered to be anti-fascists, and now they're sort of everything is flapping back just to the other side, and also the of course their frustration about being sort of second class Germans and having little prospect of reaching the West German life standard in the near future, and all that certainly is important, and yes, perhaps it is a sort of means of just living out the frustration and sort of kicking those who are even lower in the hierarchy. And of course, it keeps the people busy and prevents them from going on at
well. Find the real guilty one.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think they come to change quickly, this article?
Well, at the moment, the SPD have now as sort of the leadership of the SPD. Have now decided to promote an alteration, and there's some resistance in the SPD. There are parts of the party who do not want to promote such a policy. But the leadership is they're very decisive in this point. They want to change the article. The CDU wants to change the article anyway. They've been wanting that for years now. And mainly at the moment, it is this Liberal Minister of Justice who says that she doesn't want such a discussion now. But it is also what she wants to keep in any case is that the individual can have his claim checked. But there are all sorts of suggestions, for example, that to give the refugee the right to take legal steps, but he should then take the legal steps from his home country, for example. This was one mm-hmm. brilliant idea. Or all sorts of other means of cutting down the guarantee we have now to some sort of pro forma guarantee that is left, but that would be for the refugees certainly. That means a big difference whether you know that you're entitled to enter the country or whether you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I have no more questions. I want to thank you.
Oh, okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. I give you Nuria?
Yeah.
Things change. The majority of the people will decide where and when. This is democracy, not communism. We're not communists. We are all going to respect the law.
Justice! Bitter politicians can be wasting our time. They're calling us muggers while they're mugging your mind. I'm talking left, right and center, they don't give me no say. I haven't got no money, so I always have to pay. The rich are getting younger, the poor are getting old. God forbid that I should live until I die from the cold. I'm living in a city, the inner city's my home. There's no thriving, just surviving in the twilight zone. If I walk out late at night, they'll try to hold me a sus. Cause there ain't no justice, just us. You love me and you hate me for the size of my lust. You tell me that I'm violent if I kick up a fuss. They lock me in asylums at the slightest excuse. My name is well connected with narcotics abuse. You only read about me when committing a crime. Your only protection is a thin blue line. I've got a love-hate affair with the national press. My family's pathological, my life is a mess. Social workers love me cause I keep on the word. Can't get a job myself because I'm seen as a jerk. When you're living on the edge, you gotta do what you must. Cause there ain't no justice, just us.
But you have no right to judge me, because it's judgment that defeats us. Without feeling, without passion, without judgment, without judgment.
I don't break laws. I make laws. I'm the lawmaker. I'm the one that lays the track down. I'm the one that lays the track down. I make laws. I'm the lawmaker. I make laws. I'm the lawmaker. I'm the one that lays the track down.
It is I like to keep to myself. Myself is all I got cause you got everything else. My parents built the country by the sweat of their brow. But when I look around me, where the hell are they now? The way I spend my days, it sometimes makes me depressed. So I go home to my woman and I add to her stress. Whether unemployed or an upcoming star, they always pull me over when I'm driving my car. What happens to the brothers when they try and they fail? You wanna know the answer, take a look at your jails. I'm living in your system and you tell me it's just, but there ain't no justice, just us.
We'll be right back. emerge transformed, invariant to each other for the inexperienced ear. Then we combine, uniform in purpose. Enter this vertigo, resilient and poised to strike. The dull chameleon fools no one. The core of rhythm persists. Dying at the bone with vigor, the savage dog bites as the spoiled cat creams itself downstairs. The ultimate dictate at your disposal. Enter this vertigo, resilient and poised to strike. The dull chameleon fools no one. Respond without delay. Delete the unnecessary. Get out all of me. As the funereal ashes of the superfluous are trampled underfoot, there is no refund for the idle traveler. Out of the war and into the sunlight. The core of rhythm persists. The core of rhythm persists. The core of rhythm persists. Enter this vertigo, resilient and poised to strike. The dull chameleon fools no one.